Corsican Brothers, from the novel by Alexandre Dumas. Destiny moves to bring two young men, the image of each other, into close contact when Pierre Gaudet urges Louis Prevost to go to Corsica with him. Louis is desperately in love with the beautiful Amélie Latouche, who is to go away to the country for a month with her aunt. Pierre, a writer, thinks that if Louis goes to Corsica with him for 3 weeks' holiday, it will prevent him from being lonely while Amélie is away.
Well, Louis, say you'll come.
Amélie may come back sooner than expected.
She told you so?
No, but I'd be willing to wait here and hope.
Oh, Louis, Louis, my boy, you're in love. Very much in love. Perhaps too much.
Too much? I could never be too much in love with a girl like Amélie. But don't let's stand here, Pierre. Come inside. Perhaps a glass of wine before you go home.
Well, Louis, I am a little weary. It's been a long evening. So many chattering people at the Marquise's. But you, lucky man, you avoided it all.
I hope the Marquise didn't notice. But I just couldn't help it, Pierre, when I knew that Amélie was to meet me on the terrace. I wanted to be away from that chattering crowd, all those young women.
A great many of their mothers missed you, Louis. Matchmaking mothers.
I know, so long as I've not offended the Marquise.
She had so much to do, poor thing, that she wouldn't notice anything.
Ah, the fire's burning brightly. The servants must have expected me home at this hour.
Perhaps your uncle is still up.
No, these nights he goes to bed early. He's not very well, my uncle, just now. Here's the wine for you, Pierre.
Thank you.
Pierre, I've read your books, and often you've spoken of love, but never have you conveyed the feeling that I have in my heart at this moment. I'm wondering if you've ever been in love yourself.
Me? In love? Yes, Louis. I was once. She was Italian, with the most beautiful smile I've ever seen. We were engaged.
But you didn't marry?
She died. Sudden chill. 3 days in bed and it was all over.
You never told me this before, Pierre.
It's something I can never bring myself to mention. But now to see you so much in love, it takes me back to my day when I was as old as you, Louis. Please take this advice from an older man. Don't love too deeply.
Why not, if the girl is worthwhile, as Amélie is?
Because if anything happens, the blow is almost too much for one human being to bear.
And you loved as I do?
If not more. That's why I suggest that during this month when Amélie is away, come with me to Corsica. Oh, I've heard a great deal about the place from a friend. You know, the writer, Prospero Marimi. He tells me it's the most amazing island in the Mediterranean. The strangest customs, wildest mountain scenery.
I'm not in the mood for wild mountain scenery. I think I'll stay, if you don't mind, Pierre. Perhaps a letter or two while you're away might serve to lessen my loneliness.
If you had not told me the story yourself, my son, I would never have believed it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mother. I'm ashamed of myself now.
And so you should be. Ada Franci, to send the Gedici away. A Gedici, who might one day come to this house and cut your own mother's throat.
Oh, please don't.
I speak plainly, my son, because it is plain speaking that you want. Come into the study. There is something I would show you. You stay, Griffon. I would rather speak with my son alone.
Yes, madame.
Look, here on the walls, my son, the evidence, the proof of the heroism and bravery of your ancestors. This dagger, for instance.
The dagger of San Pietro.
It has been in our family 300 years. Was given to one Napoleon de Franci by San Pietro himself. Did you forget this dagger when you let Marianne Gedici go free? Did you forget that San Pietro and your ancestor fell into a Genoese ambuscade and defended themselves like lions?
You have told me the story often. San Pietro lost his helmet, and the Genoese horseman was about to strike him down with his mace when my ancestor plunged his dagger into the Genoese.
And the horseman, wounded, put spurs to his horse and fled, bearing the dagger of Napoleon so deeply embedded in the wound that it could not be pulled out. It was then that the great San Pietro gave your ancestor this dagger. Perhaps the most magnificent piece of Spanish workmanship ever put together. You remember the demonstration your father gave?
Yes, Mother. He pierced two coins with it, one on top of the other.
Then there is the sword of Paoli, which hangs next to the dagger. Another evidence of De Franchi bravery. And his carbine. Do all these things mean nothing to you, my son?
Oh, Mother, I stand before you, coward. But perhaps... perhaps I can atone for what I've done.
How?
I gather that there is to be a meeting of some of the Gadici family in at Yazio. That is why Marianne was riding through the pass this night. Mother, perhaps if I could go to Ajaccio and await my opportunity, who knows, one of the Gadici may separate himself from the other people, and then I could strike. Oh, I must do something to take that look of contempt from your face. Oh, Mother, I'm not a coward. You know how I hate them. You know how I fight them to the last man.
I know, my son. It was a moment of madness. But all your life you have been unaccountable. These fits of depression, moods of high delight, all for no reason at all. If you must clear your conscience, go to Ajaccio. Seek out at least one of our enemies and ease your conscience.
Meanwhile, in Paris, Pierre Gordet was making preparations for his trip to Corsica. Since he was a writer of no mean ability, his name was well known in Paris. Many people called on him the day after his interview with Louis to say goodbye. On the morning of his departure, he was surprised when Louis arrived at the house and declared that he would go to Toulon to see him off on the boat. Making the journey by coach, they arrived at last at the docks, and half an hour before the boat was due to sail, Pierre made a surprising suggestion.
Louis, why didn't you make up your mind to come to Corsica after all? You're here at the quayside. The boat pulls out in less than half an hour. And in 20 hours, we'll be in Ajaccio.
Don't tempt me.
Well, why not?
In the first place, I haven't packed a bag.
Oh, does that matter? In Corsica, Prospero, marry me, tells me, the peasants wear very poor clothes. They don't worry about their appearance.
I know how it'd be. No sooner would I be in Corsica than I'd want to be back in Paris. You see, Emily might write. The letters would be delayed. Pierre, what's that ship on the other side of the quay? Where's that bound for?
Oh, that also goes to Corsica. Just before we sail, a cargo boat. Apparently a great deal of trading is done with the island.
All I've heard about Corsica is that the peasants are rather like savages, taking no interest in European civilization, and that they keep to themselves. Well, Pierre, a happy journey for you. And you'll write at least once a week.
Perhaps more than that. Don't be too depressed, Louis. The months will pass quickly.
I wait only for the time when Amelia gets back. Goodbye. Take care of yourself.
I think we have come on a wild goose chase, Griffo.
But why, Lucien?
Well, all the morning we've been making inquiries here, but nobody has heard of the meeting of any of the Gadici family.
But my news, which I brought to your mother's house, was authentic. I told you that one of the peasants in the lower village has relations who live on the other side of the mountains, and they overheard old Dino Gadici and his brother talking. They're all going to Ajaccio today or tomorrow.
Well, they're not staying at the inn. Where else could they be? Oh, well, we made this trip down from the mountains, Griffo, so we may as well enjoy ourselves while we're here.
Providing that your hand is near your gun. One can never tell if one of the Gadici makes an appearance.
Oh, there is no danger in the town. Even the Gadici know that no killing must be attempted here in Ajaccio. That would be against the law, and the murderer would have to pay.
Some think our customs are strange, but there is a difference between brigandage and cold-blooded murder. It is something the Europeans can never understand.
Talking of Europeans, Griffo. Did you notice that two boats sailed into the bay this morning?
I've sighted two Europeans in the street already.
Sightseers, I suppose.
Ah, they should leave us alone, Griffo. They come here, wonder at our customs and our habits, praise us to our face. When they return to Paris, they make jokes at our expense. Ha! Huh. Well, here we are at the inn. I think a glass of wine would be most acceptable.
Aye.
Ah, then you go, Griffo.
Yes, Lucien. In I go. Mm-hmm.
Ah, Camille.
Wine for two, please. I must find a Gadici, Griffo, if only to appease my mother. She will never forgive me for last night.
No. Come. Look on this as a holiday, Lucien. Because there is to be a festival tonight in the market square. Now, come. Forget your family worries just for tonight.
Your wine, Monsieur de Fonty.
Oh, thank you, Camille.
Oh, Lucien. Look, here comes another of those Europeans.
Ah, I hope we are not plagued with silly questions.
A glass of your native wine, please.
Yes, Monsieur.
Drink it down, Griffo, and quickly. We shall have two in rapid succession. It is then that wine can warm and stimulate.
Mademoiselle, can you tell me, how can I make arrangements to travel from here to Bastille?
I have always lived in Ajaccio, Monsieur. One of these gentlemen standing there knows the way to Bastille well.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me, Monsieur.
Hmm?
I wanted to ask if...
Great heavens.
What is the matter?
Am I going crazy?
I beg your pardon.
Am I going crazy or...
Why, Louis, you rascal, you young rascal. So this is your idea of a joke?
A joke? I do not understand.
You took the cargo boat just to surprise me, and here you are standing here before me in the peasant costume of a Corsican. Oh, Louis.
Is Monsieur raving?
Oh, Louis, you'll dine out on this joke for months to come. But even though it is at my expense, it's wonderful to see you. We can explore Corsica together, as we'd planned.
Lucien de Franchi stared in amazement at the well-dressed, middle-aged European who addressed him in this way. What will be Pierre Gaudet's reactions when he discovers that he is mistaken? Fate draws these two young men closer and closer. Two young men whom you will soon know as the Corsican brothers.